Thursday night, or L'chos Tammuz. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the siman about Shechiyanu, and unfortunately Dayan Emes, and Tova Meitiv. And now we're really learning now about Shechiyanu on fruit, which is perhaps the Shechiyanu that we're most familiar with, maybe. I guess we're most familiar with the Shechiyanu that you make on a Yom Tov. But we're up to Shechiyanu on a fruit, not good news Shechiyanu, but Shechiyanu on fruit. So we're up to Siftes Vov in Simen Nun Tes. In Bira Shechiyanu al Anovim on grapes. Yeshomrim Bein Tzorach Lavarich Ot Shechiyanu al Ayayin HaChodosh. If you have a special wine that you acquired and you're not making that Tova Meitiv, so, but you already made it. It would mean the grapes of that season though. Kisimcha Achas Ushayayin Yoytzim Inu Anovim. Even though before we just got through in yesterday's Sif, whatever yesterday's or the day before, whenever we learned last, that even on Te'enim, Shchorim, and Levonim, you'll make two Shechiyanus, because they taste different, so you get a different type of Simcha. So this is really weird to hold like this. So, I don't know. V'yei Shomim v'mikomokom, nevertheless, you have to make Shechiyanu on the wine. Shem D'yesh bel Simcha Yaserim ba'anovim. He doesn't even say that reason because it tastes different and it's a whole different thing. He just says because since Yayin creates Simcha, so you have a special rush of Simcha that you didn't have with the Anovim. So it's just like another type of grape, but it's a whole different experience, and because it's a Simcha Yisera. Val Kain Tov.
When do you do the wine?
When you drink
wine.
The whole Shiloh would only be the grapes of this season. I never heard of anybody, they make grapes of this season, they make wine? I guess so. I thought old wine was like years old, vintage.
Cheap wine.
Was that season's wine.
No,
but he's not talking about that season's wine.
3 years later, you still got the 2007 wine now, for the first time.
I mean, it's still that year's wine. If it's the year,
it's in the cast.
That year,
no, he's right. If you made already a Shechiyanu on the grapes of a certain season, then even if 3 years later you're drinking the wine of that season, so according to the Shita, you already made Shechiyanu on the wine / grapes of that season.
They're not wine grapes. Usually, you don't eat the same kind of grape you make a wine out of.
I don't know. He was talking in his days. I don't know. Valkate, Yishkoyach. Anyway, but he says, and some say you do, and therefore, Tovim Birch Shechiyon al Anovim. So when you drink the wine, you should make Shechiyon on something else. The pot of the wine, it's a Suffolk bracha. Aval Birch Tchil Shechiyon al Ayayin, Chuli Almein and Borch Hod al Anovim, because that's a step down. The Choza Davka Kshu Shosas Ayayin Kshu Tirosh, when it's like grape juice. Because one of the conditions of Shechiyanu is that it has to be noticeable that it's the new fruit. You know, I mean, you look at the orange, you look at the peach, it doesn't mean a sign on it, I am the new fruit, but like you could tell what it is, and you could tell. I mean, that's why maybe, that's one of the reasons why if something's available all year round, one perspective of not making Shechiyanu is because it's never nikar, because it's in the shuk a whole year. So he says here that this whole discussion is only if you're drinking grape juice. I think you would translate it as grape juice. Not fully fermented. Tirosh usually is grape juice. So it's nikar that it's that year's wine. Avalameinu shoseyu atchu yayin, so then you don't make a shechiyanu b'chlal on wine. Mishum de'enu nikar bein chodosh l'yoshan. And that's one of the conditions of every Shechiyanu, by every fruit, is that it should be nikar, that it's the new crop. Sif tezayin tezayinim b'varach Shechiyanu ala busar, on unripe grapes. Elok shehiv shilu ho'eshkelos anovim, when they develop. B'chein kol pri, achar gomro, you only make the Shechiyanu when it's fully developed. Now he brings down here from the Mishnah Brura, that if you did make a Shechiyanu when it was not ripe yet, so you don't repeat the Shechiyanu if you eat it later when it's ripe. In other words, you made a mistake, but it's enough, that fruit, that you don't make Shechiyanu again.
Do you have a juice on?
Sorry?
Do like an orange juice.
So according to what we learned before,
like wine, you're saying it's grape juice, basically.
I mean, orange juice, and then you ate the orange.
Why isn't that similar?
That's why I don't understand the discussion about wine. The poskim are pretty clear that you would make shechiyanu, because it's a different taste, and it's a different texture, it's a different taste. Maybe that's after the maskana of the wine. I don't know. Maybe wine is more the same. With here, you're drinking the juice, like you're missing, like a lot of the experience of eating an orange, I guess. But the other place will say you do make a shechiyanu. But again, it would have to be nikar. How would it be nikar? I guess it's nikar because they don't save grape orange juice for the next year.
But orange juice is in the shuk all the time. Orange juice?
No, but they might do
apple. I'm assuming oranges are not.
I think oranges also are.
And there it's as well? Oranges are in shuk all year? Maybe if you find a Korean grocer somewhere.
Definitely orange juice is in the
store. Yeah? Is that orange juice is around the whole year? Like in America, Tropicana? Or the pre-girt stuff? Okay, so then you won't make sure the other one orange juice.
There's definitely times of year where it's not as, like, it's more sour. It's not as, you know.
That's already too.
Well, they probably have the grapes or the oranges hanging out in some big. That.
So the oranges are terrible. Which oranges are they making that juice from? Last year's. I mean, they store them. They won't sell them because they look horrible. And taste horrible, maybe.
Do they make bad orange juice?
No, again, the minig is, Sheikh Mavarcha Shechiyonu, you don't make Shechiyonu on vegetables. Umine lefasos, why? Because they store and they're in the shuk a whole year. They didn't have refrigeration, but they stored well even without refrigeration. Because they were around the whole year, they're readily available. Oh, I'm sorry. He says those words. And also, it's not like Yom Tiv. You make Shechiyonu on a Yom Tiv. So you make Shechiyonu on a new fruit. That's why I stopped making Shechiyonu on most fruits because I have no enjoyment out of them. I don't like them. I'm down only to the basic fruit, like the orange or a grapefruit or a peach. But when these exotic fruit are bought to make Shechiyonu, I let someone else make Shechiyonu. I'm yaitzu with them. Because it has to cause some rush of simcha. That's the whole point. Not like Yom Tiv, that you're making Shechiyonu on the Yom Tiv, even if you happen not to be excited about the Yom Tiv or happy about the Yom Tiv. But the Yom Tiv came, so you're saying Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'kimonu l'zman hazeh. I'm sure it's because Yom Tiv is the Zman Simcha. I'm sure. But you don't have to, you know, Yom Tiv. But here, so he says vegetables ain't behem simcha kol kach, so that's another reason not to make Shechiyonu over them.
Well, what's the definition of that?
Generally. And maybe you'll find things that straddle the line, but generally.
Watermelon.
Do people make Shechiyonu on watermelon? I guess so. The new watermelon, it's mamash simcha, it's not available the whole year. People are very sameach over it, they enjoy it a lot, and it's not matzah a whole year. Yeah, I think that would be a good.
It's not
always available. It's not totally when you had it. That's a misconception. It doesn't matter. You could have had yesterday, theoretically. If you were in America yesterday and you had it, but you come to Eretz Yisrael where it's not Motsui, and then the new crop comes out, but you had a week ago an orange, you still make a Shechiyonu on the new crop. It's not like you had to have it a year ago. It's
not 12 months, right? It's because
crop, season. If it has two seasons a year, you would make Shechiyonu on the new season.
Is there any spot more reason to say Shechiyonu in your own garden? I know when we have like our peaches come out, the whole family is so sad. We pick it off and it tastes amazing. And it's like,
there's no more reason, but you're safer. In other words, you know for sure that you're being sameach with it. So,
it may not be a new crop, but in our backyard, it's a new.
Well, But peaches is a seasonal fruit. It doesn't grow a whole year. You mean, but if peaches are in the shuk a whole year, would you... that's what you're asking. If peaches would be... No, because it's not, so I didn't understand what you were asking. If a fruit is available a whole year in the shuk, and you grow it, then you... and you know, no, you're getting it this season. No, only if it was markedly different in taste because it was homegrown than the ones in the shuk. But otherwise, your taka would not. Eim avorach and shechiyonu al areyach on fragrances. When you make pesamim, you'll never make shechiyonu, because we said that you make a bracha on fragrance is a special pasuk. We don't rely on the usual din that you're not allowed to be benefit from olam hazeh without a bracha. Fragrance, mine besamim or atzei besamim or isvei besamim need a special pasuk, because the Gemara describes the pleasure of reyach as being the neshama, not the guf, and therefore it has its own bracha. And you don't make shechianu. He says a very interesting thing. The kitzah. He says a very interesting thing. The min hareach nana haneshama. Because when you're saying Shechianu v'kimanu v'gen al zman hazeh, you're implying that your life here is transient. But the neshama is going to exist forever. So you wouldn't make Shechianu on things that benefit the neshama. That's an interesting thought. Okay. One more sin, very, very famous thing that everybody says, wow, you see? We have to skip the next sin. A person will have to answer and be held accountable. If he was able to benefit from Olam Hazeh, what Hashem put in his way, so to speak, and he didn't use it, he didn't enjoy it, and he didn't fully appreciate Hashem's world. Rabbi Lozer have a mitzamsim lay preter. Rabbi Lozer would save up money. And he would buy every type of food that was available, the achal. So again, it wasn't because even he liked every type of food. The point is not to fulfill every taiva that you have. The point is to use and appreciate everything that Hashem put into the world. It's not telling you to develop your taiva for it, it's telling you to taka enjoy it and to benefit from it, because Hashem put it there, and it's a wonderful thing. So you should see to benefit from it.